He only liked up another copper, and I've got to give him a few years myself.
I think we were about first he'd ever married.
I'm sure we were. I didn't feel I'd been married properly.
Of course you'd been married properly. If he'd been 90 and doing it all his life, you wouldn't have been married any better, would you?
I've forgotten his name now. He was only a temporary, wasn't he?
I remember. It was a tree. Beach.
That's right. Beach.
And he has a funny squint. And here's the old photo.
I see crossbreds are down again.
Aye, and they'll stay down with Australian markets as it is. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If merinos is down and staying down, then your crossbreed will have to follow. Now, look at merinos.
Here, Joe, we didn't come here to talk about merinos. This isn't wool exchange. Take a look at yourself and see what we took on.
Now, wait a minute. Elf.
That's right, Joe. Ring.
Ding, ding, ding.
We ought to do it in a proper style and drink our elves before we go any further.
Further? Where?
That'll do, Herbert. Bit of fun's all right, but you go too far.
I didn't mean...
That'll do, Herbert. Who's Mrs. Northrop?
Is that what I did at the beginning?
Yeah, I think it was, Belle.
Well, you should have said well aggressively.
Well!
Not that.
Not that.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. Is it me? I've lost my place.
It's
yes. Maria. All right.
In the middle.
Oh, excuse me.
You have to say
I need a drink.
I'm sorry.
Well, well, I still haven't found it. No, I'm not Mrs. Northrop.
I just said well again. That's
you're Maria
as well.
Yes, I know, but she's pointing at the wrong place.
No, I'm not saying
it. Daft baggage.
I just said well, right. And you've got to say that bit then.
Oh, rather grandly. Yeah, that's I'm not right. used to this. Yeah. There's a tray with glasses on. Just bring it in.
What, me?
How many pairs of hands?
Yeah, now then, just tell Thingumpty, I ain't Ruby, to bring in a port wine.
What, on top of your tea? You're feeling poorly.
Did you hear that?
All right, Joe, we didn't want any trouble. She goes tonight and she doesn't come back.
I don't know what things are coming to. All the same, answer him back.
Who is it?
Parker.
Ashton.
Excuse me.
Oh dear, you mean?
Oh, beg pardon.
Right.
They know a lot. Is that the right?
No, they're all alike.
They're all alike, that class of people. We have the same trouble at Mill.
I've really started to say in Northern.
Trouble at Mill. Don't know when they're well off. Idle, that's what they are. Bone idle.
And impudent. Back answers.
Who's Annie?
Oh, sorry, that's me. I'm just thinking Mrs. Northrop today. Yeah, it's a bit like that, I mean, my own Marsh thing, isn't it? Every line she says, oh, it's me now.
Yeah.
Yes, but I suppose they don't know any better.
They know a lot better. And what you want is stick up for them. And what you want to stick up for them, for I can't think.
Now then, Albert, don't start. Fratching. You're trying to enjoy yourself for once. Ah, yeah, stop that fratching. Right. This is an anniversary. Which reminds me, Charlie Barton told me the other day, they built a new Wesleyan Methodist chapel up at Thornton, and they opened with an anniversary. Now, this is ours, so let's have peace and goodwill all round. Now, I thought we'd first drink a bit of a toast to ourselves.
That was my idea.
Yeah, then I thought we'd have a bit of a chat about old times. And then we'll settle down to a game of Newmarket.
That was my idea too.
What the yangman does it matter whose idea it was as long as we get on with it and enjoy ourselves?
That's the great thing. Enjoy ourselves.
I told him to leave that salmon alone.
Nay, Clara, why can't he have a bit of salmon if he fancies it?
Because it doesn't fancy him, Joe, any well. That's why. Look at that time we all went to Scarborough.
It was Bridlington.
It was both. And what did the doctor say? You're digging your grave with your teeth, Mr. Soppet.
Here, what did you want to bring more for? One bottle at a time, is it enough?
Mrs. Northrop said you'd better have the lot while you're at it.
You just take your orders from me and not from Mrs. Northrop. Now just trot along and no lip.
Mrs. Northrop says she's not coming here again.
We know all about it.
Now let it be, Joe. Do you know what we ought to do for this? Yeah. We ought to get just in the same place as we were in that old fog tent. Where is it? Now here we are. I was in middle, you were here, Clara, yeah. You this side, Annie. Yeah. Now come on, Albert, behind Annie, Herbert.
Here's to me and my wife's husband.
Let's have none of that silly nonsense, Joe.
A few serious words is what's needed.
Oh, must you, Albert?
How do you mean, must I? What's wrong with a few serious words on an occasion like this? Marriage is a serious business.
That's right, Albert. Where'd we be without it?
Single.
That is too, Albert.
Oh, I think I knew the thing.
Marriage, well, marriage to begin with is an institution, isn't it?
That is so.
One of the oldest institutions. It goes back, right back to, well, it goes right back. And it's still going strong today. Why?
Well, because...
Let me finish, Joe, let me finish. Now, why is it still going strong today? Because it's the backbone of decent, respectable life.
True, Albert. True.
It's odd, I'll give you that. I'm not even trying this.
I am trying, that's a sad thing.
Yeah. Get on with it then.
I've got my line.
Cheers. Cheers. You are very trying.
Oh, let him in anyway.
Where would women be without marriage?
And where would some of you men be?
All right, I'm coming back to that.
Well, don't be too long, Albert. I want to try this port.
Marriage may be a bit more necessary to women than it is to men.
Why?
Why?
Children, you see, Annie.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten. Still?
I'm taking now, if you please, but if a woman wants a home and security and respectful life that she gets from marriage, a man wants to...
He wants all he can get.
He wants a nice, comfortable home. Somebody to tell him in his trouble, too, and take it.